Okay, so we have William in Gaithersburg, Maryland. He's listening online. And William, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, guys. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing well. How are you? I know it's night there. It's night there in Maryland already.
Yeah, well, it's about 6 o'clock right now, but I guess I'll get straight to my question. I have a non-denominational ex-girlfriend. We're recently broken up because of religious difficulties. And she told me, you know, that when she goes to church, she just feels God's presence. She has to, you know, have scripture interpreted and all that. And
sure.
That when she went to Mass with me, the
right.
two times we went, and she said she just didn't feel God's presence.
Right.
You know, she didn't have this overcoming feeling of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And I'm wondering, when you go to Mass, are you supposed to feel that? Because, you know, sometimes I haven't, but I still have my faith in the Catholic
sure.
Church.
Sure. Yeah, well, William, thanks for the question, brother. The short answer to your question is no. You don't have to have this sort of sensory, overwhelming experience of God's presence in order for the Mass to be valid, in order for you to know that Jesus is truly substantially present in the Eucharist at Mass. Our feelings is not the criterion for determining what is truth and what is false, what is true and what is false, what is truth and what is error. With regard to your former girlfriend, you know, a lot of times this happens, you know. Many Catholics will not feel anything in the Catholic Church and then leave the Catholic Church, go to a non-denominational Bible study or some sort of non-denominational service and get all hyped up and feel great in the worship service and the Bible study, etc. And then they conclude, they infer from that, well, this must be true because it feels good. Well, William, what we want to do, and by the way, for our listeners, I'm glad you brought up this question, William, because it is intrinsically connected to the topic of today's show, relativism, right? Because what your former girlfriend was proposing was that something is true if it feels good.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous grounds if we follow that principle and take it to its logical conclusion. If we would follow that principle, then we could say it's true for the murderer. It's good for the murderer to commit murder because it feels good. It's good for the rapist to commit rape because it feels good. If we want to take it and put it in sort of a religious perspective, we could take the same principle and apply it to Mormons. The Mormons say that their Book of Mormon is inspired. Why? Because they have the burning in the bosom. It's a subjective feeling that validates the inspiration of their so-called scripture. But of course, we know that is not true. So we never want to use feelings as a criterion for determining what is truth and what is error.
How's that, William? Is that helpful?
You know what? That's great. I was thinking the same thing because I went to her church a couple of times. I still kept my obligation, you know, but I did go to her church, and I just, you know, I'm very skeptical of people. I you know, just didn't think that it was, you know, real church to me because it's just it's one guy's interpretation of the
right.
Bible, and
right.
I didn't think that was the correct way for me. So,
right.
I didn't see, you know,
sure.
how, you know, listening to scripture is different than having the Holy Eucharist. And, you know, I
yeah.
regard the sacraments very high in my
sure.
life.
Amen
and
to that.
I always have my mom, you know, she worked as a, you know, worked in the rectory of a church. I went to Catholic school and all that. You know, it's always been a part of my life. I've
sure.
always prayed to the saints. I've always believed in purgatory.
Beautiful.
And I just, you know, we just, you know, had differences. And
yeah.
that's
yeah.
how it ended.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about the breakup, William. And we'll definitely keep you in prayer.
Absolutely.
As you continue
we will.
That.